COVID is a problem that's affecting everybody in this country. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't single any group out more than others. But some communities are being more impacted than others. And vulnerable sections of society are particularly susceptible to infection for a variety of different reasons. The traveller community certainly falls into that category because there's been numerous reports of outbreaks in recent weeks. On the line is the co-director of Pavé Point and the Traveller and Roma Centre, Martin Collins. Martin, good morning. Nice to talk to you again. How are you?
Good morning, Duncan. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the outbreaks in the traveller community, because this has been a thing that we've seen in other countries as well. Certain groups, certain socioeconomic groups are struggling with this illness more than others, and there have been significant outbreaks amongst travellers.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And of course, we have to be very concerned about the recent and very significant outbreaks concerning travellers. We know in the last fortnight, for example, Jonathan, in the eastern region, there has been 100 reported confirmed cases. And also in the Limerick, Clare and Tipperary counties, there's an additional 100 positive cases have been reported. So in the last fortnight, there has been 200 reported cases of members of the traveller community contracting the virus. And up to that point, since the outbreak in March, we had approximately 200 cases. So we had 200 alone in the last fortnight in relation to these outbreaks. And that is very, very, very concerning. And Pavé Point is working very hard with the HSC and with other state institutions to try and develop an adequate response to these outbreaks.
And how much of a challenge is it, Martin? How much of a challenge is it, proximity? Because of the reports I've done over the years working with you and other traveller groups, when I've been onto sites and I've met with families, you don't have a lot of space in the accommodation that you're living in as a rule. And if COVID gets in, it's very hard to stop it spreading amongst that family group. Is that a major driver, do you think?
Well, as you rightly pointed out, Jonathan, the coronavirus does not discriminate and nobody is safe. But you're also right in saying that some communities are more vulnerable than others, and travellers certainly fit into that category. And because of one very simple fact, really, is that that even though we as a community only constitute less than 1% of the total population, we actually constitute 15% of the homeless population. So travellers are disproportionately represented within the homeless population. And we can see the evidence of that with about 3,000 individuals in our community who are living in substandard, primitive, poorly serviced halting sites. Some of these sites lack the very basic essentials, such as running water. So many, many travel families can't even comply with the basic requirement of washing your hands at least 3 or 4 times a day. They're overcrowded conditions. You can have 2 and 3 families occupying a bay on a site that was only designed for one family, and that's because people have nowhere else to go. So, you know, the overcrowding situation, the poor amenities, and sometimes no amenities on these sites are making it really difficult for travellers to try and fight this virus, and makes them much more susceptible, as you say yourself. And even for self-isolation, you know, if somebody has contracted the virus, there's no options in terms of self-isolation. And that's something that needs to be addressed. And we have been working with the local authorities. Yeah. And to be fair, we have worked with the Department of Housing, and they have made funding available whereby local authorities can actually purchase caravans, I call them trailers, but caravans to the general public for travellers who need to self-isolate. So there is lots of challenges, lots of problems, and we are very concerned about the rising number of cases in our community. And
we're trying to get the basic message getting through? I mean, you've highlighted the infrastructural challenges there with the basic hygiene, there would be a comment in the ether that maybe travellers aren't taking the rules as seriously, that mask wearing wouldn't be something that would come naturally. Now, I've seen members of the travelling community wearing masks. I've seen members of the travelling community not wearing masks. I mean, where is that falling and that messaging getting through?
Well, you're right. There's two elements to this. One is the infrastructural issue where people don't have services or facilities or amenities to comply with the basic public health guidelines. That needs to be addressed. And that needs to be addressed by the state in partnership with travel organisations. And there is some initiatives underway to try and achieve that. But then you're also absolutely right, Jonathan, that for travellers who are in a position to comply, where they do have, you know, essential services such as running water, electricity, refuse collection and all the rest of it, and you know, we encourage those travellers to comply with the public health guidelines. And generally speaking, they do, to be fair. But of course, like every other community, we have an element in our community who think they're invincible and they're untouchable and they want to contract this virus. And you know, so there is a cohort that we have to try and reinforce the message that this disease is highly contagious. It's very, very dangerous. It kills people. And if it doesn't kill people, if you contract the virus, potentially it can leave you with long-term health implications, scarring your lungs, heart damage and brain damage. And we're trying to get that message through to people to be a lot more responsible, to wash their hands, to wear a face mask, to stay 2 metres apart from another person. And that's the only way we're going to suppress this disease. And
okay, but is that message going to get through, though, Martin? Is that message going to get through? And God forbid, and look, there will inevitably be funerals of people who die from natural causes in the next while. Traveller funerals do draw a crowd. It is part of the culture. It's part of everything that goes with it. And inevitably, someone's going to take a video of that, put it up on social media, and there'll be an outcry about the traveller's doing this or the traveller's not doing that. Is that message going to get through?
Well, I think it is getting through. I mean, I think that it is getting through now at this stage. It's slow, it's difficult, it's challenging. But I think we need to be careful here, Jonathan, that, I mean, I certainly will not allow a situation to prevail where travellers, where we as a community are being scapegoated, you know, for this virus. And that would be totally unacceptable. As I say, like every other community,
point is that certain GAA clubs were highlighted because somebody took their phone out and showed it. But that did bring about a change at that level. But I'm saying that at some stage, a traveller funeral, somebody will put a video up if the rules aren't respected, and that will blow back against the entire community. So the question is, is it getting through?
It has already happened, Jonathan. A few months back, there was a number, unfortunately, of traveller funerals where the guidelines were certainly not observed, and it was reported in mainstream media. So that's already in the public domain. And as I said, we all have to be very concerned about that. And Paddy Pine did make very strong statements at the time, you know, that cultural norms and traditions would have to take a back seat, you know, during this pandemic, that public health trumps everything else.
All right. OK, Martin Collins, co-director of Pavé Point, Traveller and Roma Centre, thank you very much for joining us.